we've presented you with 190 plus folks who are saying, please vote no. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. God bless our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you. My name is Peter Hershend. I live in Branson. I've lived here since 1950. I've seen a lot of changes, most of them good. A few of them have taken a step back. Pat Haygood said something that's really, really important. He referenced 190 homes that are in the Poverty Point area. 190 homes, that's a lot more than just 190 people. 190 homes that represent, in some cases, their retirement dream. Some cases, like my wife and myself, we haven't even finished our house out there. We won't be resident for another 6-8 months. But we bought on that point because of what the point was, what the point is. This is a matter, and the word I'd like you to really remember, this is a matter of trust. 190 homes, all trusting that this would be home, that this would not be interrupted by a commercial enterprise. Hey, good, and I couldn't complain about commercial development. That's a business we're in. But there is a place for that, and it's not at the head of a very well-established residential community. And it is a community. It's amazing to me what kind of a community it is. Those people trusted in the tradition of living together. Those people, those men and women, those 190 homes that signed the letters that you have in front of you, they literally are trusting you to protect their homes from commercial incursion. I suspect the development proposed would be well done. It seems to me to be awfully compressed into a small area. 64 parking spaces alone, if they filled up, that would represent at a very minimum 120, 130 people added to the load. But these folks on Poverty Point trusted when they made their investment. They trusted that it would be okay. They trusted that there wouldn't be this kind of development coming in on them. And now there's an application for that. And so their trust, my trust, has to go to you to say a neighborhood is a neighborhood. Commercial development, excellent. In the right place. We believe strongly that Poverty Point is a residential neighborhood and ought to stay just that way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So do we have anyone left?
I don't have anything further to say. Howard, I've already spoken, but there are a number of people here that are opposed to this. And I would appreciate it if you could give them the opportunity to stand up and let the commission know that they are opposed to this.
Sure. Y'all want to stand if you're opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mike, you want to come back up?
Well, I guess I'll start with the first couple of comments. You know, they referred to the site design, and there was no pedestrian access. There's sidewalk throughout the development. It doesn't show the sidewalks to the building, but basically there's access for pedestrians to move safely through the development. There is a pool area for the residents to enjoy, so there is an amenity for the property. And with regard to the traffic, if you look at the total traffic load generated by Poverty Point relative to the load created by the proposed development, it's actually a 4.5% increase in the traffic load, which is not very significant. So I guess between these two meetings, you know, to me, I guess everybody else got to speak their mind. I want to speak mine. And the purpose of planning and zoning, there's regulations in place so people who can comply with the ordinance get to exercise their right to use their property in a manner they see fit. Just as Mr. Hershing got to build his house and Patrick Haygood got to build his house and exercise the free right to use their property, there's no reason why this developer can't improve the property provided it complies with the ordinance. And that's the question. Does it comply with the ordinance? And it does. So to deny him that because other people don't like it, I mean, they got to improve Poverty Point. 190 residents got to build their houses there. And he can't because they don't like it? I mean, you're here to protect me from them. So we can do business. Is that not right? If you don't protect me, then development stops if people don't like it.
We're not nightly rental. Here, Mike, everybody needs to respect the process and allow him to speak.
I don't know what more to say. I mean, the other property was declined because it was incompatible. There's no residential subdivision around it. There's nightly rental across the street. And how is it incompatible? You see, so that got denied. And now is this going to get denied because people don't like it? It makes no sense to me. And that's all I really have to say.
Well, hold on. Let's see if anybody has questions for you. Any questions for the applicant representative?
Is there any discussion with the Corps regarding the activity and volume at that boat ramp? This is not the first time that space has come up.
What we have no intent to specifically use the boat ramp.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you're asking me. The Corps is.
No, I'm just asking if you had any conversation with the Corps.
No, I didn't. The only thing I've done in my site design is avoid the floodplain and avoid the Corps' jurisdiction as far as installing infrastructure. I mean, I think they have a right to use the campground if it's Corps ground. Don't they have that right to use that property? Right?
Public access.
Right, that's what it means, right?
Any more questions for the applicant? Any comment amongst ourselves? Or
I basically have a concern this commercial development within this residential neighborhood. I mean, it's basically similar to the other project we denied. The core property doesn't, that's public access. I mean, everybody uses that. That's no concern here, so. Even the residents that live there use it. So, but if you had access coming off of the main highway, that would be a little bit different. The property that wasn't adjoining all these residences.
Any other comments?
You got residential and you got commercial. And
further comments? This side of the... It's been quiet. Any comments? Especially the guy over there in the corner. Any feedback, comments? Enough to get to a motion?
I'm very familiar with that area. I just can't support that kind of density. You know that.
Tell me the difference between Branson Cove,
right here, and this right here, and as far as density goes.
They don't have to use that roadway.
It's density. It's proximity. It's if you're looking at land use, it's what is the area developing into? Like I said earlier, this is the resource. That's what they want. That's what it's for. That's why all these people built here to be near the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more economic gain.
But they built
that's
there.
What that's for.
But they built there because they didn't want to be in like condos and be that close.
I understand, but that doesn't mean you get to deny everybody's opportunity.
If you have a land use plan, does it say that there's a specific use for that property? That's what we're here for, right?
We are, but that's, you know, our role is to figure out.
I understand that, Howard, but you get my point. There's limited land available. That's what this is going to turn into.
Any more questions, comments amongst ourselves to get to a motion? More feedback? It's our role to act on the application, so presented to us.
Do we have any nightly rentals in Poverty Point?
There's two resorts in Poverty Point. They already mentioned that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any nightly rentals?
But a resort is a nightly rental,
yeah,
in a sense, right? It's a motel,
mm-hmm,
which is a nightly rental.
Mm-hmm.
Can I address that, Mr. Kitchen?
No, sir. Let's let the Planning Commission try to come to resolution.
I think those resorts were grandfathered in because they were there before planning and zoning.
Before the homes were built.
I was going to say they were in there before it was a residential, probably.
Yeah.
And the residential aspect is what's taken over. That's been the draw of that space. Our dilemma here is to decide. We have to make these decisions when nobody else wants to.
I understand.
And
just for clarification, Vickery Resort, which is right here, did get approval through Planning Commission for expansion. I don't remember the year. It was between 2009 and 2012.
It's amazing to me that particular geographic location didn't expand more commercially.
You got to look at when it was developed in the use.